Greetings to everyone. We are now live on Coradi Radio for today, Saturday, July 4th, 2015. Thank you all for joining us. On behalf of Coradi Radio and the team, we'd like to present today's live activity coming from Tolosa, País Vasco, Spain. Joining us is Javier Casan. He will be talking to us about Gnosis in the 21st century. Before we go to Javier, though, we'd like to invite you all to participate in today's lecture. You may send us your questions to coradiradio@gmail.com or chat with us at Facebook official Coradi Radio. Our listeners are always welcome to send us comments as well. And if you wish to participate in any other way with our projects, we encourage you to do so, and we thank you. Today's connections are from all over. We have connections from as far as Australia. Greetings over there. Sunday, July 5th. Melbourne, Australia City, not detected. Oh, United Kingdom, United States, Hayward, Irvine, Newport, Portland, Saratoga Springs, Seattle, Washington, Woodland, Spain, and many more. They're joining us here, so we'd like to welcome you all. Now, without further ado, we go to Javier. Inverential peace. Javier, how are you?
Inverential peace. Aníbal, thank you very much for your presentation, and greetings to all the people that is listening to us tonight.
Yes, thank you, Javier, for joining us and for taking time on this day. We understand it is Saturday night, 11 p.m. over there in Spain, so we thank you for your effort and for your participation.
It's always a pleasure to be part of that Coradi project.
Oh, and we cannot forget also your wife, Ima. We understand is standing by. A big hello to her.
She's the supervisor.
Yes. Thank you, Javier. Well, you're welcome to present your topic.
Okay, so when I received for the last invitation from Coradi Radio, I have to say that I check my email sometimes during the vigil practice. I used to do it once in the night, not every night, but sometimes I do it. And I check my email during the practice, and I saw that invitation, and I think to myself, but what else can I say? Everything has been said about Gnosis. After Master Samael, after Rafael Vargas, after Rafael Arape, after so many incredible missionaries that have talked about Gnosis, what else can I say? So I convert the rest of my practice that night, trying to find a motivation for this talk. And if I could not find a motivation, I just denied the invitation, because I think that something that you do must come from your heart, from your being. And I was in the middle of my silence, of my prayer, and then I realized that we just came back from an incredible spiritual retreat in Brazil with the members of the Gnostic Society, of course. And maybe we can share something that we have lived there, but not just what we have lived in that retreat. Maybe we can share something that with the English community people that we have been living in all the years from the 80s when we met for the first time in this life, these Gnostic teachings of Master Samael. So reflecting, meditating about all that process, I realized the differences between the way we received Gnosis in the 80s and the way we teach Gnosis now in the 21st century, in 2015, that we are now. So maybe it could be interesting for the English community people to listen something related with our experience. Of course, this is not the truth, it's just our experience, but we have lived some important experiences, and maybe these experiences could be interesting for people who now is trying to work in this language in English. So the first point that I realized was that we were almost 500 people, something like that, a second chamber and missionary members of the Gnostic Society in Brazil in last month, in May. And for the first time in our Gnostic life, the most important language in that activity was English. So there were more people in English than in Spanish or in Italian, and French and German, that were the languages in which we translated that retreat, guided, led by Rafael and Leida Vargas, the international coordinators of the Gnostic Society. So that point was interesting to me because for the first time we had in a spiritual retreat more people English speaking than Spanish. And this is an absolute change for us because in the beginning, the first years, English speaking people were always a small group, a very reduced group. I think in our institution, we directed the first missionaries course bilingual, and there was just a couple, two people in that project. And then we did the first missionaries course in English, and there were just four people. So, I mean, now looking all that people that yearns and tries to live and try to experience Gnosis in the English language, I realize that, of course, this is a big change in the way we teach Gnosis and in the way that Gnosis will be developed in the next years or in the next decade. So this is the first point that I want to emphasize, because it's important for English-speaking people to understand what we have passed in Spanish, in Italian, what we have experienced in Spain in the 80s, then what we experienced in the Latin, in the Spanish-speaking Gnosis in the U.S. in the 90s, what we experienced in Italy in the first decade of the 21st century, because more or less, I think, or we believe in the English-speaking people, they will pass through similar experiences. When we arrived to Gnosis in the 80s, our group was so big here in Spain, was so big enthusiasm for Gnosis. We were more than 40 people in our first chamber. Was really, really incredible how many people wanted to receive that Gnosis. And this was happening in some different groups, in some different places here in Spain. A big generation of people that then become missionaries arrived to Gnosis, and there was a great enthusiasm in that teachings. Then that enthusiasm passed, and we entered into a different process. And a lot of that people disappear. They dedicate themselves to other things in life. And the people who started Gnosis with us, I think that just my wife and myself rests. The other people, most of them, but they become missionaries, very enthusiastic with a lot of love for Gnosis. They left everything to dedicate their lives to Gnosis. But finally, for that reason, for other reasons, they quit it and they dedicate their lives to other things. So I don't know if people is experiencing this in the English culture, but maybe they are, or maybe they will. And they need to realize that this will pass. And finally, just a few group of people will realize what Gnosis really demands on us. So this has been a very interesting process, a very interesting aspect. We have seen the different changes, the different ways to approach Gnosis from the 80s to the actual process. When we started, there was very, very deep the impression of Master Samael's life. We couldn't meet Master Samael directly, but we received the influence of his disciples. So Master Samael's influence was too strong, was so hard, and that, of course, it's very important, it's very nice, but at that point we realized, or the instructors or missionaries used to tell us, that the initiatic process was for Master Samael. None of us, people in the first chamber, second chamber, even missionaries, were thinking or expecting that the Gnostic process was something that they can experience. We were there just to receive what Master Samael have done, and in the Gnostic groups, we did not develop that sensation that the initiatic path was something that we can experience. We enter into Gnosis. The teachings were incredible. At that time in Europe, we didn't have too much esoteric information. was almost in the beginning of esoteric development here in Europe after the 60s and the 70s, when we started to receive that influences from the East. So everything was in the beginning, and all the teachings that we received from the Gnostic path were amazing. I mean, we didn't realize the incredible present that we were receiving at that point. We had not esoteric culture to appreciate what Gnosis meant to us. So we started in the Gnostic groups, trying to receive the Gnostic teachings, trying to apply what they start to teach to us, understanding the three factors, and yearning from the beginning, in our case, from the first day we entered into a Gnostic lecture, to become Gnostic missionaries, to leave our jobs, to leave our houses, to leave our cities, to leave our countries, and to go around the world doing things with that teachings. This was our journey from the beginning. We didn't realize there were different institutions, there were different Gnostic masters following Master Samael, there were different important international missionaries. I mean, there was something, a mystery to us. What was important to us was to try to dedicate our lives to the Gnostic teachings, but never thinking that the esoteric path was something that we can live, that we can experience. So in all that process, we meet in a certain moment of our lives. We were not second chamber students at that point. In Valencia, we meet Rafael and Leida Vargas. And at that point, we pass from the Gnosis from the books to the living Gnosis, to the experienced Gnosis, to Gnosis that can be part of your life and an esoteric process that can be done, and that you don't need to be something special, a superwoman or a superman, in order to experience that. The only thing that you need to do is to have a normal comprehension, a big yearning inside your heart, and to dedicate your life to the three factors of the revolution of consciousness. So to transmute your sexual energy. If you are lucky and you have a couple that join you, that is in my case. So to transmute your sexual energy from the beginning, and to try to die in yourself, and to start to dedicate yourself to meditation in order to comprehend your psyches, and to dedicate your life to that teachings. So if you practice that three factors, what will happen with your life? Is that one day you will start to have some astral experiences that you cannot explain and that you think are not related with what you are living, because, I mean, you know yourself, you know who you are. You know that just 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago you were in the disco, you were, I mean, drinking, you were playing sports, you were doing a completely profane life, absolutely outside the esoteric path. So how can be that after 4, 5, 6 years you are experiencing some things that you cannot really believe? So you start to write that experiences in your diary, in your notebook, and you don't really understand what is happening to you. And then one day when you start, when you find some people that is experiencing the same things or similar things in their paths, you start to realize that you have entered into the esoteric path. But you don't feel different. You feel the same guy. I mean, you are the same guy. It's just that you have made a priority in your life, and that priority means to be part of that project that we call Gnosis of Master Samael. One day we were in one mission and a friend of us arrived there. We were talking about the path and he made that question to us. How did you enter into the initiatic path? And I say to him, let me tell you something. I never did anything to enter into that path. I just received the three factors and I realized that these three factors will be the sense of my life, because will help me to contact with my being. And then after that, things start to happen, and we didn't know exactly what was happening to us. In the different congresses, in the different meetings, in the different things that we have in the Gnostic institutions, we try to find people that were experiencing things like us in order to exchange what we were living, because you don't know if you are a mythomaniac or if you are becoming crazy or if you are, if you are living some fantasies in your mind. You don't really know what is happening to you. You don't think so, but you realize that something incredible is happening in your life. And then one day you accept that you have entered into that path. And this gives to you a big responsibility, because knowing that you are entering into that path means that the being expects something from you. The White Lodge expects something from you. Even the same friends and companions in the Gnostic movement, they have the right to expect something from you. So you start to become more responsible of your acts. And you start to develop an esoteric work in a most serious way. At that point, we were in different Gnostic institutions. The name is not important, because we are so grateful for every Gnostic institution we have belonged. We have learned so much. We have received so many opportunities. And one day we realized that maybe we had the chance to develop a Gnostic institution in a different way. That was 1999. We were missionaries from 1992. At that point, we have experienced some different responsibilities into the Gnostic institutions. And we realized that maybe, we can create something different. It's a big responsibility. We didn't know at that time. It's really, really hard to try to develop a new institution, and in certain aspects, it's so big deal. Thanking God you are not completely conscious what you are doing, because maybe if you are, you will not do it. But at that time, we were young, we were unconscious, so we thought that we have the right to create a new institution. So, guided always by Rafael and Leida Vargas, Rafael at that time, in the beginning of 1999, shared with us his esoteric diary, Theodidactos, because at that time in the Gnostic institution, we started to feel that esoteric skepticism. When no one can do the esoteric path, and if you do it, you must remain completely in silence. You cannot tell anyone, you cannot tell anything. So, and I always used to think, but if everyone does in that way, how can we know at that point about the esoteric path and the testimonies of the masters? Because the silence is important, but the testimony, it's important too. So, at that point, with a lot of bravery, I don't know if this is the right word in English, but I use it. With bravery, with courage, with what we say in Spanish, con valentía, Rafael Vargas shared with some of us that diary, that Theodidactos. That was the beginning of the Gnostic Society. But now in Brazil, some people asked to us when the Gnostic Society started. And I told to them, if I need to say when the Gnostic Society started, I will say it when we started to practice the Mo Chao meditation. We realized in 1993 that we have a lack in the Gnostic institution, in the modern Gnostic movement. That is, we need to go deeper inside ourselves. We need to go deeper in the experience of the being. We need to go deeper in the astral projection. We need to go deeper in our knowledge of the esoteric path. And we cannot do that if we cannot put our minds into a state where the consciousness enters into activity and can identify itself with the being. If we cannot, as consciousness, identify ourselves with the being, we cannot die in ourselves deeply. We cannot sacrifice for humanity deeply. We cannot practice alchemy with the sublimation that we need. So in 1993, we started to practice Mo Chao meditation. at that point, I think that the spirit of the Gnostic society started. But it started too when a group of us used to always try to meet in the middle of the congresses, all that meetings, international meetings, European meetings, national meetings that we had, in silence, secretly, in our rooms, in order to share aspects of our esoteric path. Then in 1999, all that process was crystallized and the Gnostic Society started. And to me, and I need to talk about us, for us, the changing from the Gnosis 20th century style and the Gnosis 21st century style was the beginning of the Gnostic Society, because we started to practice in a different way, in a different level. We started with the Mochao practice, but then we increased the spiritual retreats, we changed our esoteric programs, then started with the repentances of Pistis Sophia, then arrived the opening of the third chambers, then arrived the vigil practice, always directed, guided, and first experienced by Rafael Vargas in his personal experience. Everything very experienced in himself and with the group of Rome. And then we put in practice all that processes, and we have seen how our groups have become groups of a very incredible deepness in the esoteric work. When you can, for example, yesterday we finished here in Tolosa a third chamber work. Of course, I cannot talk about details because this is an open talk, but I can talk about this publicly. And listening every one of the people talking about their inner esoteric work was a pleasure for the senses, was a pleasure for the being, was a pleasure for the consciousness. I could feel the happiness of Master Samael, feeling how this group of people have now that center of gravity of working in themselves, of dying in themselves, of having their divine mother, their being, their esoteric processes in the center of their life. So, and this is the big difference between the 20th century Gnosis and the 21st century Gnosis. In the 20th century Gnosis, we were at the beginning. In the Gnostic group, there were the missionary and the students. In the Gnostic institution, there were the leader and the others. That was necessary, was the beginning. As I used to talk, when I talk about the things with my friends, we were in the first part of alchemy. We were in the Nigredo, in the black process of alchemy, in the black color. And was necessary all that divisions, thinking that my institution is the best, the other institutions are doing wrong, thinking that my leader is the best, the other leaders are not so good, thinking that the way I do things is the best and the other way. I mean, thanking God we have finished with all that process, and now we respect deeply the work of every Gnostic institution. We respect deeply the work of every Gnostic leader or international coordinator. But what is important is to realize that every Gnostic student needs to become his or her own leader. Every Gnostic student needs to become a center of gravity for the mystical death. Every Gnostic student needs to realize, to experience the ecstasy through the practice of meditation, through the practice that permits, that allows us to be in contact with the different parts of the being. We need to become masters, each one of us, in our daily lives. We need to become compassive with every people that we find in life. This is the Gnosis of 21st century, and every one of us needs to become a master. Of course, we are a movement, a very young movement. We are still in a process of changing and transformation. But it's important to realize that we have an individual responsibility for our inner path. Let me tell you something, guys. Now in the Gnostic Society, if you are a missionary in the Gnostic Society, you go to an international retreat and you are not in the esoteric path, you feel that you have a problem. Some years ago, when you went to an international activity and you felt that you are leaving certain important things in the esoteric path, you feel that you were strange. You felt as if you have a problem. This is a big difference from the Gnosis in the 20th century and the Gnosis in the 21st century. You can say, oh, maybe this will be a door open for the mythomaniac people. Okay, maybe. But now in the Gnostic society, at least, we have a program of work that doesn't allow you to arrive to a certain aspect if you have not fulfilled certain parts of your inner work. You have to pass through Mocha meditation. You have to pass through different levels of experience internal of your being. So before talking about anything, when someone starts to talk about anything, you can perceive the flavor, the difference between reality and fantasy. And if this people falls into fantasy, you let him go. You let her go. Time will put everyone in his or her place. So what is what masters are expecting from us? What is what Master Samael expect from us? That we enter into the esoteric path, that we enter into the initiatic path, that the Gnostic path will become the center of gravity of our lives, that everything that we become, we Gnostic missionaries, we become full-time missionaries. And this doesn't mean that we don't have another job. Many things have changed from the 80s in society, in family, in religion, in sexuality, in technology. After the beginning of the era of Aquarius, everything has been changing. We don't know anymore what is a normal family, even if in our talks we cannot say normal sexuality because people react. Everything has changed so much. The sexual degeneration of humanity arrives to heaven is something really incredible. And we have to realize that it will be difficult to find people who can receive the teachings with a balanced mind, with a balanced emotion, with a balanced sexuality. Because as Master Samael says, in order to understand, to comprehend the teachings, we need to have a balanced personality. And if we have destroyed the family, if we have destroyed the normal sexuality, if we have destroyed the work of religions, if we have destroyed the work of society, people who arrive to Gnosis arrive with an unbalanced personality. And it's very hard that they can develop an inner world because they don't have the basements in order to do so. So, to be full-time dedicating to Gnosis doesn't mean that you don't have another job. This means that the esoteric path, that your inner path, that your being is the center of gravity of your life. That dying in yourself is the center of gravity of your life. That transmuting your sexual energy is the center of gravity of your life. That your esoteric job is the center of gravity of your life. That your mission is the esoteric center of gravity of your life. And then, of course, you will need a job. For sure, you will. We were directing missionaries' courses, and between courses, we used to go to supermarkets to work because we need a job. And I like to tell this to people that is arriving to the Gnosis because they think that sometimes you just need to dedicate yourself to the Gnostic mission, but sometimes you need to take some money giving, I mean, in Italy, we used to give Spanish lessons. In the U.S., we used to experience what it means to work without documents, to do the jobs that people, legal people, doesn't want to do. And this is an incredible school that helps you to realize the present that you have received, the diamond that you have received with Gnosis. If you really are able to dedicate your life, your physical body, your sexual energy, your emotions, your mind, your will, your consciousness, and your being to that incredible teaching that Master Samael gave to us. So many things have changed, thanking God, because in certain aspects we were so immature. Of course, we are not perfect now as movement. We have so many defects because it's a movement made with human people, and human people is full of defects. We are all full of defects. But now when you arrive, at least in our centers, we start to talk about the initiatic path from the first talk. From the first talk, we talk about the being. From the first talk, we talk about Mo Chao meditation. From the first talk, we talk about what Gnosis means as the consciousness experiencing the being. From the first talk, we invite people to experience the way of self-realization, because this is a right to all human beings. Now, we live in a very unbalanced society. People is searching for happiness at any cost. And when you search for happiness at any cost, and you don't know what really happiness means, what you will find will be sufferings for you and for others. That searching for happiness is the cause for all that suffering that we can see in the world at that point. Everyone wants his or her own happiness, ignoring that when you look for your own happiness, what you will find will be sufferings. But when you look for everyone's happiness, you will find your inner happiness. So people need to hear that. We need to explain that self-satisfaction just drives us to psychological chaos, psychological dependence, fear, passion, pain, sufferings. The superficiality of the times doesn't allow us to be just normal. The other day I was in a park with, we were within my inner park with some students. There were three girls in their 40s. The three girls were using their smartphones and not talking. But what do you think that technology does with you? Do you think technology helps you? In what way? To awake your consciousness? Of course not. Technology by itself doesn't help you to develop any aspect of the being. Technology is just a weapon. It depends on the guy who uses the weapon. If the weapon is used by the ego, technology will be a new hell, a new dream, a new sufferance. Technology can be used by the consciousness, by the being. Technology will be a very extraordinary help for the awakening of consciousness. But don't think that we don't need human groups. We always will need human groups, because in the group you receive everything you need. Some people say, I'm not interested to enter into a second chamber because I can navigate in internet and see what's happening there. And I say to them, oh, that's true. You can see it. But you will never feel what we feel when we enter into a second chamber, because this is not something that we can substitute by internet or by a social network. We need the Sangha for our esoteric works. We need to present ourselves physically in front of people in order to give what we have to give, in order to receive what we have to receive. So it's important not to fall into the trap of technology, because internet cannot substitute the Gnostic groups. Here, for example, I cannot talk about the work we do in Second Chamber, so you will never know it if you are not part of a Second Chamber. Here you cannot experience what we are doing now, working with the repentances of Pisti Sophia, working with the Mo Chao meditation, what we share after every meeting, what the students live, experience in every Gnostic work that we do in that 8 weeks, three works in a year, what we experience in a retreat, what we experience in an international retreat as in Brazil, what you experience in a vigil, in the silence. How many times do you dedicate every day to silence? But not silence as a practice. Just silence. Just doing nothing. Just letting your spirit being in the Tao, in your being. Just to be calm again. Just to recover equanimity. I don't know if this word is in English, equanimidad in Spanish, your balance, your center of gravity, your heart. And how many times do you use for Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, internet, all the different pages that people think are so important and are just creations, projections of the same ego, that doesn't help you in any way to contact with your being. So don't let us fall into the traps of the 21st century, into the trap of sexual degeneration, into the trap of new technologies, into the trap of economy, credit, mortgage, esoteric fantasies, letting always things to the future. So it's true that when Master Samael started in the Sierra Nevada of Santa Marta in Colombia, there was no even phone. In Miami, we had no phone in the first year of mission. Maybe this is funny to you guys, but we had not a phone, not a cellular, not a home phone. We had no money to pay a phone. But now we are so connected everywhere, but with the being, with the Divine Mother, with Master Samael, with Logos Melchizedek, with the Solar Logos. Do you really know what the Solar Logos expects from you? You will find that answer in Instagram, in internet, in your email? Of course not. So the dangers of the 21st century are surrounding us. And we have to be intelligent. But we came back to the beginning. I checked my phone in the middle of the vigil. It's funny, true? Because sometimes I feel I have to do it. And I can continue meditating, praying, because I don't depend on the smartphone. So people need gnosis. Gnosis doesn't need people. What the world needs is people who becomes the expression of what gnosis. What the 21st century needs from us is to become a part of the solution. To become what we wanted to find when we entered for the first time into a Gnostic school, into a Gnostic center. This is what people need. And forget about the number of people. Sometimes just one people, just one person. So many people in Brazil ask to us, what can I do to attract people to Gnosis? What kind of flyer, what kind of publicity, commercials, to have a blog, to have a web page? What do you think that it's important in order to attract people to Gnosis? And to all of them, I have tell the same story. Become the person that you will like to find. Work on yourself. Awake your consciousness. Awake your inner fire. Become a hope for your being. Become a hope for the other beings. And don't worry about it. Your being and the other beings will inspirate you. Where to go, where to put the flyer, what to put in your blog. But if you want to become the important person, the big initiate, the one who has the biggest group, of course, this is not the interest of the being. The interest of the being is that we disappear. The interest of the being is that we become non-important people, insignificant people, that we dissolve ourselves, people that is not necessary. People that can disappear and no one will cry for them. If we become less, he becomes more. And when he needs the vehicle, he uses to arrive to the people that needs to arrive. Because this is not for masses, for so many people. This is just for people with a very special yearnings. As Master Samael used to say to a missionary, when he told him, Master Samael, there's no one here, no one left, zero, no one. Master Samael says that's not true. There is still one person. No, Master, there's no one here. Of course, there is still one person. Who? You men? Remember that just one person changes the way we count the time before and after that person. Remember that just one person can spread gnosis in a city, in a continent, in the whole world. But this person needs to realize that he's carrying a cosmic teaching that can change completely, not just your existence, but your complete life. So we have seen so many changes from the 80s. We are now in the 21st century. And what Master expects from us, of course, from my point of view, is that we started a very serious and continuous inner work. Serious and continuous. Even if we are alone, if we are by ourselves, if we are just in a couple, if there is just two students, if we have a lot of students, no matter, but you continue with your job. You have an appointment with your being. You have an appointment with your Divine Mother. You have an appointment with the Masters. You go every day, every night. You have a continuous work. So finally, you will open that door. And when you will open that door, you will realize how incredible is that teaching. But of course, I know that for the people that is listening, that talk, they know absolutely all that. But I felt that this is what I can share with the experience that we had in Spain, in the Spanish language, in the United States, in the Spanish language, in Italy, in the Italian language. And now maybe we can be experiencing something similar in the English language. But this will pass away. A lot of that people that now are in love with gnosis, that they tell you that they will give and offer everything for gnosis, they will pass away. But if you have developed a serious and continuous inner work, and if you have developed an inner relationship with your being, with your Divine Mother, if you have developed an inner relationship with the Masters, with Master Samael, with Master Melchizedek, with Master Jesus, with all that Masters, even if you remain alone, if you are alone by yourself, you will continue your path. Because you have created a center of gravity. And dying in yourself is your center of gravity. Transmuting your sexual energy is your center of gravity. Giving the best for humanity is your center of gravity. So it doesn't matter if you need to dedicate yourself to do this or to do that because you need some money to live. This is not the point. The point is inside yourself. If the Gnostic path, the initiatic path, is this, the sense of gravity of your life. So this is the reflection that I wanted to share tonight. And thank you very much for attending. And sometimes I am speaking and I say, you know, it's not so important, but maybe to share your experience can help to other. If just one people can take advantage of that reflection, will be great tonight. Good night to all of you, and thank you.
Javier, very deep talk. You have touched, I'm sure, everyone in our audience, as well as everyone here in Coradi Radio. And it was a wonderful talk. Had a little bit of everything. You took us on a historic journey, to say the least, going back to what Gnosis was and what it became and what it is today. And surely you have touched a lot of subjects of interest of modern popularity. One being technology and the internet. So we feel that your contribution with this talk has been of great benefit to all of us. We remember that the Master strived in reaching out to the masses through TV, what he called at his time the Tecnotronica Gnostica, technology, television. He originated the Project Vopus, which was the propaganda. But you are very well asserted in your reflections as far as the balance in the technology. We ourselves develop ourselves in technology with this radio, reaching the listeners. And there is a fine balance in that. And we believe that this talk was perfect for today's day. At least here in America, it's July 4th, Independence Day. And as you said earlier offline, psychological independence is what we all seek. So we thank you for the talk, and we'd like to invite you again for our future whenever you feel you have something you want to share. This was more of a talk other than a lecture. It was very interesting. We thank you. And for your wife also, for her contribution and her sacrifice in your work, everywhere you've been, everywhere you've done mission, every country, every city, and for your journey in this path. We thank to your being also. And I cannot say enough. We're happy here at Coradi Radio. We'd like to thank our listeners. We didn't get any questions on the chat or the email, but I'm sure that's a good thing. Whenever we don't get any questions, we believe that all is said, and that's a good thing. Oh, Elio, thank you. Elio's there too. They're sending us a thanks from Judy Donovan. Says, thank you, Javier, Elio, and Anibal. It was a great talk. We are so grateful. Thank you, Judy Donovan, for sending us that comment. When you were speaking, thought of the Dalai Lama came to mind. I just saw it a few days ago. It was a quote somebody sent me through the social networks, coincidentally, and it rings true today. It says the world doesn't need more successful people. The world needs more compassion, more love. Become that. Become love. Become compassion. That's what the world needs. That's what a great master says. So, thank you. To all you guys listening, thank you very much. Good night. And enjoy the rest of your day. Inverential peace. Coradi Radio.
Inverential peace.